Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, Eva Meyer is 6 years old. She knows stuff. She loves Brian Tuberty. She calls him, good morning, I'm Peter Kelly and I know stuff. And I would love to go on your show. Molly Cahill's 10 from Navan. She knows stuff. And Anna is, she goes to Gale Skull, Anna, and rang a car. And my name's Adam O'Callaghan. I'm 11 and I know stuff. Take me, I know. See you play, if you don't mind, a little French. Good Lord. My name's Maria. I've just met a girl. I'm 9 and I'd like to take part in Kisnest. And then there's one, here's that, Niamh, Jack, Katrina and Beth. Isn't that a lovely name for a child? With please multiply by about 1,000. Sorry, boys and girls. I can't talk to you today because I need to talk to Maeve McCarthy. Good morning to you, Maeve.
Morning, Ryan.
Yeah, you just begin the call with a giggle. How old are you? 55?
I'm
32.
10.
8.
10.
7.
10.
6.
10.
5.
10.
4. 3, 2, 1, lift off! How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Why didn't you just say that?
I'm 10.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're 10, are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, are you 11?
No,
you're 10. Yeah, okay. Why didn't you just say that to start with and we'd avoid all the confusion?
I did!
Yeah, I know, you said you were 15 and then you said you were... You can't decide what you are. So what are you, a boy or a girl, Maeve?
I'm a girl.
Oh, thank goodness. And do you have any friends or are you a table for one?
Yes, I have lots of friends.
You sit alone like a single daffodil in a field full of grass?
No.
Do you have actual real friends, human friends?
Yes.
Not imaginary ones or cartoons or teddy bears that are your only friends because you can't make friends?
No, I have real friends.
Could you name those humans for me?
Isa, she listens every morning. Rachel.
Hi.
And Leah.
Yeah.
Abby, my next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Jasmine, yeah. Marwa, Ashley, Daniela, there's so many.
Whew. Now, you're just making up names off the top of your head.
Buddy, my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Buddy.
Buddy, like Buddy the Elf in Elf.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what sort of a dog is Buddy?
He's a golden doodle.
A bugle?
A golden doodle.
A Gordon doodle.
A golden doodle. He's a cross between a retriever and a poodle.
He's a golden doodle.
Yes.
That's great. So he's a mixture of everything, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a freak. A freak with a tail.
No, he's not a freak, but he has a tail.
What does he? What makes his tail wag?
When he sees me, or when he eats.
He sees you and goes, oh, that's amazing. Here's Maeve. I love Maeve. She's great fun. That's what he sounds like, essentially, Tommy Cooper. Now, you're in fourth class, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And do you have any brothers?
Yeah, I have two brothers, but they're not in the car at the moment. They want to hear me on the radio, so they're in the car.
Yeah, and what are their names?
Oh, they're in the house, sorry.
Okay.
Cormac and Dermot.
And are they older than you, or you're 10, so how old are they?
Cormac is 11 and Dermot is 7.
All right, okay, so one bosses you around and you boss the other one around.
Yeah.
Because you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Maeve in the middle.
Yeah.
And what's your teacher's name there in fourth class?
I have two teachers because they're job sharing. Because they're job sharing.
Oh, job sharing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I've Miss Caffrey this week and Miss O'Keefe.
Okay. And what's the school?
St. Joseph's Mercy.
In Navan?
Yeah.
Okay, Navan, it's great. You can spell it forwards and backwards and it's still the same word.
Yeah.
That's so handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now if you were if you could live in one TV program or cartoon and be a part of it, which one would you pick? Would it be, Adventure Time to be trippy and weird? Or would it be Regular Show to be fun and goofy? Or would it be... Which one?
Cities and Burbs.
Cities on Fire?
Cities and Burbs.
I don't know what she's saying. I don't know what you're saying. Say it again slowly for the
Phineas
old man.
And Ferb.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
That's a great fun cartoon.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that for years. We used to watch that a lot 1,000 years ago. That's fun. Do you know Fairly Odd Parents as well?
No.
No, you should watch that one if you like.
I don't really watch a lot of programs. I kind of watch more movies.
You like movies. What's the best movie ever made?
I don't know. I like Paddington.
Oh, I love Paddington. I thought that was one of the best films I've seen for a long time, especially for children. It's great fun. It's out on DVD now.
Yeah.
You should watch it again because it's great fun. Hey, listen, we could talk all day, Maeve, but we got to do a show. Do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Yay! Bam, 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 bam. Okay, give me some letters, please.
M.
N for nut job.
M for Maeve.
Oh, sorry. M for mad monkey Maeve.
Yes.
What M? What M is a subject in school with lots of numbers that I bet you love? Oh, you're too good at this. Give us another one.
Z.
What Z? Oh, it's a new question. What Z is the number before the number walk? Crikey. Are you reading these? Give us another one, you giggling fool.
A.
What A is the country where the cities of New York, San Francisco,
America.
And oh, for the love of God, you're too good at this. And give us another one then.
L.
What L is a meal eaten between breakfast lunch. And oh, for the love of God. And finally.
E.
What E is the time of day after school
evening.
And before you... Oh, how did she know? Somebody told her these. No one can be that good. Okay, you've got 5 out of 5. You've won yourself a disgusting lunchbox and tickets to go and see the WWE Wrestling, which happens on Thursday, the April the 9th. And you'll meet the wrestlers and you can giggle for them as well because they will love to meet you. Congratulations, Maeve.
Thank you.
So have a great day.
Can I ask you a random question?
Yes.
And the first one is, can you please sign the lunchbox?
Yes, I can.
The second one is, can you please give the school no homework?
Yes, I can.
And the third one is, I wrote a little poem, and it's only 4 lines long.
Go, read it. Read it.
We listen every morning, as someone in the car. We listen to I Know Stuff, Ryan, you're a star.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I
had other verses and I kind of...
No, it's gorgeous. We love your poem. And now the Leaving Cert Poetry Question A, Maeve McCarthy. I Know Stuff. Congratulations, Maeve. I love talking to you today. You're a breath of fresh air. You made the sun shine in my head. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.